turkey curling is ridiculous in a really fun way. Laura Tangeman of Laramie Parks and Recreation organized the tournament at Laramie Ice and Events Center this year and explains how it works.
It's a lot like typical curling, the differences being that we use turkeys rather than stones, but you basically slide your turkey down to the other end. The little target at the end is called a house, so you try to slide your turkey into the house, and the teams that get the most turkeys in there are the ones with the most points, and they're the ones that move on.
It's a lighthearted event. Teams tend to dress up in costumes and play under turkey or Thanksgiving-themed names. My team was called the Gravy Train, and we wore disco-era costumes. Also, we weren't very good. We tied for last place. That's because there's a delicate art to calibrating the exact direction and force to push a frozen turkey that's been duct-taped to a frisbee so it lands exactly over the target on the other side of the ice rink. Even when my teammates brushed the ice vigorously ahead of the bird to speed it up, mine never made it into the house.
Swamp that turkey!
Look, its wings off, make it roll!
A team elaborately dressed as pirates who called themselves the Clucker Chuckers completely schooled some of the girls from my roller derby team later in the day. Their ringleader, who introduced himself as Captain David Henry, gave me a few pointers.
A smooth slide out of the hack, releasing the turkey with a little bit of turn. You always want to turn your turkey, that way it bases even on each side. And you aim for about three quarters of the way down, and then you put your swab crew to the work and make them swab it into the house. That's where we score.
The not-so-secret purpose of the event is that it's a food drive. The nonprofit Friends of Community Recreation buys the turkeys, which are donated to charity afterward.
And people are sometimes skeptical, like, you use the turkeys. And I remind them that they've been on frisbees and on ice, and they're very carefully tended.
That's Sue Dunnebeck, who runs the Epson Center's Community Thanksgiving Dinner, one of the recipients of the Turkey Curling Food Drive. The center serves Laramie's senior citizen community. They also receive the non-perishable food items turkey curling participants and spectators brought as an admission fee.
It was a lot of food. Let's say six big boxes of miscellaneous good food for needy people.
Dunnebeck says anyone at all is invited to the Epson Center in Laramie for a free Thanksgiving meal from 11 to 1 on Thursday. At 1 p.m., they'll distribute the non-perishable food items to anyone who needs them. Meals on Wheels will also deliver Thanksgiving dinners to shut-ins if they're requested in advance. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.